boy, this movie sucks, man.
I didn't make it, dear.
Well, you rented it.
Well, it's Saturday. Everybody's renting on Saturday. There wasn't nothing left.
Well, that's why you got to get the Friday night people when they're coming back, Dan. You wait till they get out of their cars, you check what they're returning, then you have to stick with them.
Maybe there's some on TV.
No, it's Saturday night. I don't want to watch regular TV.
You want to go out somewhere?
Too tired. I'm going to just go to sleep.
It's only 8:30. If we go to bed now, we'll get up at like 4 in the morning. We'll have nothing to do again.
When did we pass away, Dan? Can't believe you, Mark.
I don't even know what your problem is.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
Just forget it.
Don't you slam that door on me.
Hey, finally, something worth watching.
You take me to a party where I don't know anybody and you just ditch me for your friends?
Andy got a new car. We went for a ride.
Well, as long as you're having fun, then that's all that counts, right? What was I supposed to do, Mark?
Do what you always do. You sit in the corner and you whine about my friends.
You don't care about me at all.
Not this again.
Yeah, well, when was the last time we did something I wanted to do?
Well, you wanted to leave the party and we left the party.
Well, then why don't you just go back there then, Mark? So you can be with your friends who are obviously more important to you than I am.
That's garbage.
Yeah, well, what about Thanksgiving, huh? I went through a lot of trouble to get you invited to dinner, and you just ran off to Chicago with Andy and Rick.
Well, I didn't exactly want to hang out with your parents.
Well, nobody wants to hang out with my parents, Mark. You would have been doing it for me.
So, one time.
All the time. It seems like we have the same fight whenever we go out. When is this going to change?
We're not going to talk about a relationship again, are we?
No, I don't think we have a relationship anymore.
Oh, and what's that supposed to mean?
It means I'm sick of it. I'm sick of fighting. I'm sick of the way you treat me. I'm sick of you. Goodbye, Mark.
How's the party, Becky?
Oh, I hate him. I hope he dies.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, there's nothing to talk about anymore. It's over.
Boy.
Maybe she's really going to dump this guy now.
What do you think we ought to do?
Let's go dancing!
Lambada!
Because there's a PTA meeting over at DJ school.
Okay. I'll come home early and drop you off.
You're going.
Why? DJ doesn't care. Besides, he's a typical third grader. What are they going to tell me that I don't already know?
That he's in fourth grade.
And you're still eating paste?
Jackie, can you do me a favor?
What do you need, darling?
A bunch of us want to go see this R-rated movie, and it's my turn to bring the adult.
You're not going to any R-rated movie.
It's not sex, Mother. It's violence.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, darling. I'm busy.
Well, maybe Stacy can find someone.
Who's Stacy? Like your new friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what's she like?
Just a kid in my class.
Ninth grade, right?
Yeah, all right. Well, who else is going?
Punks. Hyped up on dope and out for blood.
Well, take a sweater.
This is great. Darlene's finding friends her own age, getting out of the house.
Wow. It beats the hell out of having her sit up in a room all depressed and psycho-like.
Yeah. So, Becky, you going out tonight?
Real funny, Dad. Great going, Dan.
Brilliant.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it.
The girl just broke up with her boyfriend, for God's sakes.
God, you're such a man.
Should I go up and talk to her?
You're the last person she needs to talk to right now. She needs her mother.
And her aunt.
Dad, why did Mom call you a man like that?
Well, because she's mad at me, Deej.
I thought it was good to be a man.
Oh, no, not since the late 60s, son.
Wait a minute. I ought to go in there with you.
Oh, I can handle it. She's my kid.
You don't know anything about breaking up. You've never been hurt. You married the first guy you ever dated.
You think that doesn't hurt?
I have something to contribute here.
I'll call you when I need you, Jackie.
Well, what am I supposed to do in the meantime? Just stand here?
No, stand here. See, you can hear everything that goes on in there if we're not in the bathroom. Hey.
Well, you must be really happy.
Oh, Becky, you know that's not true. How can I be happy when you're so miserable?
Because you always hated him. Because he's a jerk, right?
Well, if you feel he's a jerk, I'll have to respect that.
He's such a scum. He didn't love me. He cared about his stupid hair more than he cared about me.
Let it out.
Where was he going with his life anyway? I mean, he was such a loser. I miss him so much.
Oh, well, of course you do, honey. Gee, you were dating him for what? 73 weeks? It's gotta hurt a little.
Yeah, but I'm a mess. I mean, I don't want to eat. I can't sleep. I've been crying for the past 2 days. And how is my life gonna get any worse?
Now, Jackie!
Thank you very much, Roseanne.
Oh, great. The whole family's gonna come in here?
Now, come on, Becky. We love you. We're gonna see you through this.
I mean, I don't even know why I care. I broke up with him.
But just because you broke up with him doesn't mean that you don't still love him.
Where are you going with this, Jackie?
But just because you love him doesn't mean that he's good for you.
Right. It just seemed like there were more bad times than good times.
There you go.
But I don't know if I'm going to feel this way about anybody else.
Well, maybe not. He was your first serious boyfriend. That'll always be special.
Yeah, but another guy will come along, and hopefully he'll be rich, and that'll be the end of it.
Nobody's going to ask me out again.
Are you kidding?
They'll be lined up around the block.
Sure, Becky. You're pretty.
And you're smart.
You really think so?
Yes, I bet there's a ton of boys just waiting to hear that Mark's out of the picture.
Yeah, well, what if the next guy turns out to be a real creep, too?
Well, then you'll know a lot sooner. And eventually you're going to meet some guy who's not a creep.
Even better than that, Becky. You're going to meet a guy who's everything you wanted and makes you really, really happy. Of course, you can never let him know that.
Well, this one's done.
Already? How am I supposed to charge for 3 hours labor when you're done in 45 minutes?
You want me to start in the next one?
Don't you want to get out of here?
You saying I got nothing to do? You know, I can get a date real easy. I just happen to need the extra cash, that's all. Is that okay?
You're not going to run out of here crying, are you? Customer. Oh, geez. Hi, honey. What are you doing here?
You told me to stop by so you could check the antifreeze.
Oh, yeah. Let me get my coat.
Okay.
Listen, I'm sorry about the other night.
Yeah, me too. I know you didn't mean to say anything stupid.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Hey, Becky.
Hello, Mark.
I'll just leave you two alone.
Why would we want to be alone?
I don't know the answer to that.
I heard you out here. I figured you might want this back.
Fine.
Well, I gotta get back to work, so.
Well, I guess it takes a big man to return an earring.
He's still working here?
Yes?
You're kidding. You're letting him work here after the way he treated me?
Well, Becky, you can't expect me to fire him just because you two broke up.
Well, yes, I do.
Well, I can't.
Why not? You only hired him because of me.
No, I gave him a shot because of you. I hired him because he's a good mechanic.
So you don't care how I feel?
Well, of course I do.
He was horrible to me.
Becky, this is business. The kids earned the right to work here. I'm not going to fire him.
Well, I guess we can see whose side you're on. Thanks, Dad.
So am I fired?
No. I need a mechanic. But I can't have her mad at me all the time. I gotta find something that's gonna make her happy and me happy. Hey, you mind if I smack you around a little bit?
New guy tonight, huh?
Yep.
What's his problem?
There is no problem. Dean happens to be a really great guy. I'm the kind of guy who doesn't make me wait for him. The kind of guy who asks me what I want to do.
Well, maybe you can train him to treat you like crap.
When are you gonna run away?
So you hate Mark now? Well, I'm just glad it's over. Are you gonna have sex with Dean?
Oh, of course, Darlene. I'm gonna have sex with every guy I meet from now on.
Dean's okay with this?
Shut up.
All I meant was that you slept with Mark.
So?
Well, are you sorry you did?
No. I really did love him. I just wish he turned out to be halfway human.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss the guy.
Oh, please.
No, I'm serious. I mean, even when I was really depressed, I could always laugh at old stupid.
Well, just do me a favor and leave Dean alone.
All right. Wait a minute. I mean, if I go down there and this Dean guy's got, like, some sweltering zit on his forehead... What, am I just supposed to let that go?
See, I dislocated my shoulder in practice, but there was no way I was going to miss that last game, so I didn't tell anybody.
Must have been killing you.
Hey, if you can't play with a pain, you may as well be on the tennis team.
Tell me about it. Listen to this knee.
Man, that thing really pops.
I did it in JV. There's no cartilage in here, son. That's bone on bone.
Cool.
There's some more chips.
Hey, Rosie. Dean hurt himself in football just like I did.
Really? You got drunk and fell off the bus, too?
I heard it in a game. The bus thing just aggravated it.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, you look fantastic.
Thanks. I guess you met everybody. This is my sister, Darlene.
Hi.
Nothing. Well, let's go.
Okay, here, let me get your coat.
Oh, he's helping her on with her coat. This guy is so great, Roseanne.
It was nice to meet you all.
Well, I'll be home by 11.
Or 12. Oh, my God, he's incredible. I love him. I want to date him myself. Isn't he perfect, Roseanne?
He's history, Dan.
What are you talking about? She thought he was great. I mean, it was so obvious.
He's what's known as the transition guy.
Dead before he pulled into the driveway, Dan.
Better off forgetting all about Dustin.
Dave.
Whatever. He's the poor slob who's stuck in between the first boyfriend and the next boyfriend.
No. It doesn't have to work like that. I mean, Roseanne, you never had a transition guy.
What do you think you are, Dan?
Isn't he coming back?
I'll explain it to you someday.
But I liked him. him. He didn't call me jerkweed.
Well, he didn't know you, DJ.
I don't believe this.
Well, there'll be lots of other boys, honey.
Nice boys.
Won't be nicer than Dean.
Well, you'll just love them in a different way, Dan.
So you knew this guy was dead from the beginning?
Yeah, why do you think I tried to unload the salt-free chips on him?
Well, in the future, would you please give me a clue before I let some strange guy listen to my knee?
Here's the way it works, Dan. The next guy you hate, he's the keeper.
I got a poker game.
That's good, Dan. Get yourself out there. Get on with your life.
Well, at least I'll know what to do when this happens with Darlene.
Look how cute you are.
I hate this.
Poor guy. I don't have a clue.
Yeah, it's like somebody moved his food dish. Well, I guess we better get going.
Yeah, what are we doing tonight?
Well, it was Crystal's pick, so she's got us going to some self-help seminar.
Oh, no.
Well, you know how Crystal is lately. She's a basket case, so she needs to network with other basket cases.
What are we supposed to do?
Well, we'll just sit up there in the back and make fun of everybody.
Okay. How's your back?
Pretty good.
You going to physical therapy?
Yeah, twice a week, and I'm sticking to my diet. I'm doing all right.
Yeah? What about your exercise?
What about your love life?
I'll get it.
Hey.
Hi, Mark.
Can you tell Becky I'm here?
Becky isn't home right now, Mark.
Her car's out front.
She's not home.
Is she out with that Dean guy?
Well, I don't know if that's any of your business, Mark.
I'm gonna be in the kitchen.
Well, have you been telling her that I called?
Yes, Mark.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
What, are you calling me a liar? Hey, I got a husband and a boss. I have no need to lie to you.
So why didn't she call me back then?
Well, maybe she doesn't want to call you back, Mark. Maybe when she said it was over, it really was over.
And like you didn't have anything to do with that either. Like you don't run her whole life.
Oh, you think she listens to me?
Come on, you've had it in for me since day one. Always putting me down, calling me a jerk.
Yeah, and the more names I called you, the more money I had to shell out for birth control pills.
You won't admit it, will you? You're the reason we broke up. If once you treated me decent,
hey,
me and Becky
would have treated you like a king if you would have shown my daughter any respect. If you just once had thought about her before you thought about yourself, well, you wouldn't need to be here right now trying to blame this whole thing on me, would you, Mark? Now quit wasting my time and get out of my house.
Fine.
Whoa. You really nuked him.
I don't know, Jackie. Gee, I've been dreaming about laying into that punk for a year and a half, you know? I finally get the chance, and I forgot to make fun of his hair.
Oh, Dad, I wish you would respect the fact that I don't eat meat.
What are you talking about? This pepperoni.
Meat, and I don't think an animal should have to die just to feed us.
Oh, come on, Darlene. This stuff's made out of the hair, the teeth, and the tail. Nothing a little piggy can't live without. Yeah.
Flowers for Becky Connor.
Okay, thanks. Becky!
Who do you think those are from?
Who else? Dean, the son-in-law machine. Hey, Rosie, come on out here. Hurry up.
What?
Looky here.
Remembered Valentine's Day?
Yeah, just now.
What?
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay. What you're gonna get me is gonna be way better than that.
I can't believe it. These are from Mark.
No, it can't be.
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Becky, thinking of you first for a change. I love you, Mark.
Too little, too late, huh, Becky?
I'm gonna go find something to put these in.
Man, this is all your fault. You shouldn't have called her down here till you changed that card.
Well, you wouldn't have sent them flowers if you hadn't given that big speech about respect.
Hey, if you would have fired him, he wouldn't be able to afford them damn flowers now, would he?
All right, old stupid's coming back.
We don't know that.
Dad, thanks for not firing him. You were so right. And you thought he was a jerk.
Hi, remember me? I played Dean in tonight's episode of Roseanne. Now, I don't know about you, but I thought that Dean was the kind of character that I'd like to see again. Mark, he's all wrong for Becky. And Dean can make her happy. And there's no reason that Becky couldn't fall in love with Dean. They just have to write it that way. So, if you feel like I do, let's bring Dean back. You can make a difference. Just drop a card or make a phone call or...
Hey! Aren't you supposed to be washing my car?
Hey, keep your pants on. I'm talking here. Uh-oh.